we're rocking out today, beautiful friends. This is Van Halen from Jump. And you would not believe if you were watching this video. I was alive back then in the 80s, and I lived through this, what do they call that? You know, like the pretty rocker people? They're so funny. Oh my goodness. Anyhow, I'm waiting for him to say jump. So I'm stalling until then. I think it's coming. You don't probably expect me to be playing 1980s. What do they call it? I want to say pretty boy, but that's not what it is. It's coming now, soon. I've wasted a whole minute. Ready? Oh my goodness, I'm sorry. I feel like I'm wasting your time, although I'm having so much fun and I'm grateful to you. The reason that I'm playing Van Halen Jump, and please do yourself, I'm going to maybe have to put a link to this video. I don't know. You know, it's funny, like, obviously I don't know how old you are, but I was born in 1964. So this era, one of you will probably write to me and tell me what it was called. One of you, or some of you, have probably also grew up in this area. Okay, so the reason I'm playing Van Halen Jump is because yesterday was Leap Day. Now, I know you're listening to this probably on Sunday or sometime after, but I have to record it today because I'm not going to be around. That doesn't really matter. I'm staying with a friend on Vancouver Island, and not going to have the chance to do this for you before Sunday. So here I am on Friday recording it. Yesterday was Leap Day. And my friend Trish and I, when we realized that it was Leap Day, and you guys may have gotten, I just remember this, I did send out, I was so excited about it that I sent out an email the other day to you. So I'm still excited about it. So if that tells you anything, there's just something about the fact that I've never before in my life really considered how much fun Leap Day is. And I want to thank those of you. I cannot believe you guys were such great sports. But I in my email yesterday, I had said as a PS, like, that was saying that Trish and I were leaping around, literally. And I said, you know, please leap today. And I can't believe that some of you actually sent me photos, which I really, there's no words to tell you how happy that made me. So really, honestly, I think that's probably part of why I'm still so giddy. And the other thing is, before I forget, because I do want to say this, is that I'm going to be doing a really, like, you might call it speed group coaching, although it'll be 30 minutes on Thursday. And if you can come, I hope you will, not just because it will be, I think, a great exercise that we're going to be doing. It's something my friend Trish and I have done together to commemorate this Leap Day world. But also because it's so wonderful to see faces, you know, this is such a wonderful thing. I've been thinking a lot about this. I lead some other groups within my job with Brendan Burchard, and it's such a joy just to show up in person. Most of those groups I lead are 30 minutes, and I know this is cramming some different ideas all into one, but I do want to say, which you've heard me say before, that it's amazing what can happen in a short amount of time. It really is. I'm constantly, like, really surprised that simply seeing someone else, even if it's just a 1 minute, like, you know, they just pop on video, I feel a change in me. And I think this is super important. And I know I talked to you about this probably, was that last week or the week before, where I was saying, I was encouraging you to do 15 minute coffee clutches with your own people in your own life to see what's possible in a short amount of time. So doing this coaching on Thursday, by the way, it's free, but you do have to register, just so I know. It's my way of both, you know, being able to, A, you know, just see a couple of your faces. I don't care if one of you comes, you know, or however many. That will be well worth it, just to see some happy, beautiful face. The other thing is that I really want to share these simple things that my friend and I did around Leap Day, because it really was meaningful. So let me just play a little moment of Van Halen again, because they're looking at me. I kind of just love this, like, go ahead and jump. And if you haven't taken me up on my encouragement to leap, I swear, we all know this. I guess this is just yet another, maybe this is going to be my, I was going to say my Motley Crue voice note, but Motley Crue, that's really funny, because they're another, what are they called? They're not heavy metal, because they're more like pretty. I'm not going to get distracted. I'm going to be here with you. Anyhow, I guess this is a sort of like a motley collection of things that I just feel are important, right? And now, of course, I've already forgotten what I was just going to say to you. Okay, but I'm going to go back to Leap Day. And one of the other things that is a part of what I want to say is that celebrating, and you guys know this, right? I mean, I'm all about celebration, but celebrating something like Leap Day is a great way to give life a feeling of energy and novelty and almost like layers of meaning and connection. And you could do it with any day. But Leap Day was a really fun one that it didn't really occur to me until it was right up upon me. But I noticed someone responded to a video I posted on Facebook yesterday. Let me see if I can pull that up, because I want to tell you what he did. His name is Paul, and I don't know if Paul is going to be listening to this, but I hope he is. But Paul joined in sort of a bigger group of people who had decided in advance that they were going to make Leap Day really special. And they called it Leap, Laugh, Love, and they made it into a theme of embrace the extra day. And I thought that was absolutely gorgeous. And I wanted to share it with you because it's leap year, right? So it's, if you didn't do anything special on Leap Day, that's okay. Because we're living a year in which we do have an extra day. So you could choose to make any day the day to embrace the extra day. And I think this was just such a brilliant idea. I don't think it was Paul himself who thought it up. But what he did is he got together with a friend and they decided they were going to spend the whole day together. And it sounds to me like what they did was they put together a bag of meaningful little quotes that they called their happy bag. And everywhere they went that day, I love it. He said, we sprinkled live, love, laugh, live, laugh, love. So they went around sprinkling this live, laugh, love. Wherever they went, they invited strangers to pull these happy quotes and obviously brought a lot of joy to the world. So some different things that I'm saying to you, right? So what I'm saying, one is, make any day the day that you embrace the extra day. Just arbitrarily choose it. Maybe get a friend of yours who might be willing to join you in it and do anything that feels like it is embracing, you know, something that brings you joy and that brings your friend joy or bringing people in the world joy. You could do anything that feels meaningful to you. The point is just to simply embrace it and be intentional about it, right? So that's one idea. The other idea is simply leaping. And one of the things that I think I said this in my email, but I want to reiterate it, that it's like our physical posture really does fuel how we feel. So if you take the leap and actually physically leap, And I mean, just kind of, it's kind of like you take a little run, you jump in the air. I like to swing my arms around and create like arcs with my arms. And that physical movement is so invigorating. And that's why I want you to try it for yourself. And I think it can inform us that if we're feeling, you know, maybe we've been sitting at the computer for a long time, and or it's right before a phone call with someone and we want some oomph, that's something fun to do. So there's that. There's also the idea of, you know, how much good can happen in a small amount of time, how much connection can happen in a small amount of time. That's another theme today. Maybe also this idea of, because I feel like, truthfully, to be honest with you, like I'm rather bumbly today. I'm not sure why. My thoughts are going 1,000 miles a minute, and probably because I have a lot of things that have to get done today, because we're going to be, like I said, we're going on a little adventure tomorrow. And so I want to make sure I have everything done. But maybe that the other idea, and maybe this will be the last one I leave you with, is to not only embrace the extra day, embrace our authenticity. Do you know what I mean? Like, just embrace. For me, it's like, I don't want to feel bad about, like, gosh, Sherry, your thoughts weren't very well organized, or, you know, you didn't really have very coherent voice note this week. But it's like, you know what? That's okay. And in fact, you know, our whole leap day coaching that we're going to be doing on Thursday is around the idea, just to remind you, because I'm so tickled by it, that somebody created the calendar, somebody created the months and the days and the hours of the day. And truthfully, it didn't quite work 100%, right? Every once in a while, they realized that things were just off. They were veering off. And if they didn't make any sort of correction, soon the winter equinox would be happening in the summer. And anyhow, they decided to just plop that extra day into the year every fourth year, which is very clunky and in a way kind of silly, right? And so what I'm going to leave you with, again, I know I've said this to you, but I think this is some permission that we can give ourselves all the time. Like, if our Gregorian calendar can have that strange, bumpy, awkward, we'll just throw this extra day in every 4 years because I don't know what else to do. If our calendar that's used by billions of people can do that, can't we do that in our own lives? You know, like, where is it in your own life that you want to just be able to, like, make some quick, you know, correction? And again, this is what we're going to be talking about on Thursday. So I hope you'll join me. I want to see your face. It would be really fun. It's just going to be one half an hour for lunchtime for some people, obviously not for other people, but a midday break or an evening break, depending on where you are. Okay, I'm going to end back with you know who. Go ahead and jump. Oh, silliness. It's good to be silly sometimes. And I hope you'll take this opportunity to jump right after you listen to this. Bye-bye.